Hi everyone. On Tuesday, May 7th, The Forge put together a really special event. That was The Forge School Day Special. And I was lucky enough to be there. And I was joined by someone very special. So that's what today's podcast is all about. Celebrating youth, celebrating new opportunities, celebrating Forge. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's my favorite so far. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another very special edition of the Hammer of Sparks pod. Today, I'm interviewing our newest correspondent on the show. Let's get her to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Sadie Jett. I am Kevin's daughter.
Welcome to the podcast, Sadie. Now, I understand that you were a part of a very special day the other day. You took in a very special Forge game. Tell me a little bit about what game it was.
Well, it was the school day soccer game. For Forge FC.
You got it. That was the game where they played against Montreal, right?
Yeah.
Now, that was a super exciting day for me. How was it for you?
It was really exciting for me, too.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, talk to me a little bit about it, because I know we did some special things that day. So, what were maybe the top three things that you had at the game? Number one.
I got to start with Chris Colongo's two saves.
Oh, yeah, the double saves by Chris Colongo. I remember that. That was super exciting. We were, like, cheering in the press box. Wait, you're not allowed to do that, are you?
No.
Actually, you were much better about keeping quiet than I was, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you kept it very professional. But Chris Colongo, he's one of your favorite players, isn't he?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, he plays really good. I miss Henry, but he's also really good. He's like Henry because he goes so far away from the net.
We did watch. Now, we had very special seats for this game. Where were we?
We were in the press box.
Now, that was amazing to watch how far Chris comes out of the net when he's controlling the game, isn't it?
We could see like the whole thing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to see how the game builds up from there compared to our usual seats in the supporters section, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What was the number two special thing that you did that you liked about the game?
I'm gonna probably go with probably all the crowd and the cheering.
Ah, yeah. That was something we really noticed. Like the Barton Street Battalion, we could hear their drums because they were on our side of the field, weren't they? Mm-hmm. But what was the loudest part?
The children.
I know, that was amazing to hear almost 15,000 kids just screaming and making noise. It was pretty wild, huh?
Yeah.
Now, was your school there?
No.
So how come you were there?
Well, because my dad took me out of school to go and interview someone.
Oh, wow, that guy must be very irresponsible, that dad of yours.
Yeah.
All right, so you got to go and do a special thing. Now, let's talk about that special thing that you were doing was kind of going to a press conference and doing interviews at the game, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
So who did you get to interview?
I interview Mackenzie.
Mackenzie Barwell, the media expert at Forge?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to get to that interview a little bit later in this podcast, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I think there was one more special thing that you got to do down at the press conference after the game.
I got to fist bump the coach, Bobby.
Coach Bobby gave you a fist bump as soon as he walked in the room, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he knows a top-notch reporter.
And I also got to see his brother.
Oh, yeah. We also met Costa there, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Amazing. That was a pretty great day. And so before we move on from that part to going to do your first ever live interview on the podcast, I mean, your first ever interview that we're going to do on the podcast, I just want to thank you for being a part of that day with me.
You're welcome.
Do you think we might do that again?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and did you have to, now, this wasn't just all fun and games for you. It was actually work. Did you have to present this at school or anything?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I didn't have to stand up, but I had to tell my teacher what I did and all my classmates.
Amazing. Were they impressed?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And what did you get? What was the special thing that you got to show your teacher?
My press pass.
Yeah, you actually got your own press pass for being press at the game, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, Thanks a lot for being on the show today, and I look forward to hearing your next report.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
And now on to Sadie Jett Geddes' debut as a reporter for the Hammer of Sparks pod as she interviews Mackenzie Barwell, in-stadium and digital host for Forge FC.
What inspired you to have your job?
Wow, Sadie, fantastic question. I would say I grew up watching sports with my parents, my dad and my mom, and I used to see girl bosses like Kate Burness on the TV, and I had a passion for sports, both playing them, but I also have a passion for talking about them. So I kind of wanted to follow in the tracks of the women who have kind of blazed the trail and get started. So then I started, you know, getting as much practice as I could, presenting in front of my classmates, as I said. And then now that I'm at McMaster, I just said, get me a microphone, and here we are at Forge FC.
Wow.
Did that make sense? Okay, awesome. Great.
Well, it seems the family business is well taken care of. Thank you very much to special guest Sadie Jett Geddes for joining us on this episode of the podcast. And I look forward to future episodes with her on them. Maybe her taking over. I could see myself going on vacation. While I look forward to doing more interviews with Sadie, I also look forward to doing more podcasts and celebrating this team. Great job on the school day initiatives, Forge. Looking forward to next year already. That's it for the Hammer of Sparks. We're out. Wait, I can't end it there. I would be remiss if I didn't say that I actually had to do some work too. Sadie made sure to stay on top of me and make sure that I got a couple of interviews on the way out of the stadium. So I actually got to speak with Matteo Schiavoni and Kevon Tavernier. Big shout out to Matteo as he reiterated that he is Forge through and through. So here's a brief chat with him. Hey, so question here, you're watching two teams that you're involved with, CF Montreal and Forge. How does it feel to be on the sidelines for this?
Well, I think it was, first of all, it was fun to see the guys and the staff from back home, but for me it was a great game. Both teams played well. At the end of the day, I'm a Forge player, so I wanted us to win, you know. I wanted to bring it back, but it just sets up an even bigger game for the second leg. Very excited for that too.
Amazing, and then when we go on to next round, so we can see you out there doing your thing, right?
Exactly, there you go.
Perfect, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Short and sweet, I know. And also, we got a chance to have a conversation with Kevon Tavernier as we stepped outside the stadium, and he was gracious enough to come over, have a chat, and take a picture with us. Thank you very much, and here's a little bit of that. How does it feel to be part of the Forge team that played so well today, and what's the future looking like?
It feels amazing, you know. We put out a great performance against a very strong Montreal Impact side. And we didn't come out with the 3 points, but we put ourselves in a very good position to go get the win in the second leg and bring ourselves to the semifinals.
Are we going
to
see you in that second leg, do you think?
We'll see. It's up to the coach, you know. He has the plan, and he knows what he's doing. So, we'll
all see. Right. It looks like you're ready, though.
Yeah, always stay ready.
And now we are out, officially, for this episode of the Hammer of Sparks pod. Just like to give a few shout outs, first of all, to Forge FC for putting together a very successful school day match, the first of many, we hope. I also like to thank Kevon Tavernier and Matteo Schiavoni for taking the time to have a quick chat with us. And most importantly, I want to thank Sadie Jett Geddes, a future star in the making. I had a lot of fun, kiddo. Let's do this again. And now, the Hammer of Sparks is out. Hold up. I forgot one very, very special shout out. Very special shout out to Mackenzie Barwell, the one and only in-stadium and digital host at Forge FC. The way she made Sadie's eyes light up as she answered her questions so fully and engaged with her was just amazing. So thank you very much, Mackenzie. And to everybody out there, follow Mackenzie on her socials at Mac Barwell on Instagram and following Forge wherever you can. She's really great at what she does. She brings up the excitement and good footsteps for Sadie to be following it. Thanks again for everything you do, Mackenzie. And now, that's it for this episode of the Hammer of Sparks Pod.